New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders are at odds over whether to raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations after the state received over $12 billion from the latest federal coronavirus relief package. Karen DeWitt reports business groups want to tip the scale in their favor.
Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins says the federal money runs out next year and the state needs a more permanent and stable source of revenue.
It takes care of what happened to us during COVID. It does not account for, again, the deficit that we had before and our ability to make sure that we have the funding for education and health care and the things that we really care about.
250 New York business leaders, including all of the state's chambers of commerce and many of New York's largest employers, wrote a letter to Stewart-Cousins and Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie, asking them not to raise taxes, saying it will delay the economic recovery from the pandemic. Stewart-Cousins says rebuilding a vibrant economy isn't just about keeping taxes low. It's also about making investments in communities that are struggling and providing needed services.
We are asking those who have a little more to do a little more so that we're not looking at the same inequities year after year.
A coalition of labor unions and left-leaning advocacy groups who favor increasing taxes on the wealthy recently released a study. It found New York's over 120 billionaires increased their wealth by $88 billion during the pandemic. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.